OMG, the bullpen.
It's the bullpen, everybody.
Mercy me, the bullpen.
Go team, go team.
Yes!
All right, everybody. Welcome into the bullpen. It's Friday. Everybody, you made it to Friday again.
Oh, the weekend.
Right?
Oh, thank goodness.
I know. Unfortunately, like for me, I don't get like the full weekend that a lot of people get because I still work tomorrow. and next week is going to be worse because I'm going to be working all day. And I think the week after that, too. Because I had to switch out, so I don't have a shift later on Fridays because I get to do play-by-play for Mountain Crest High School football. So, I'm doing the color commentating. But, yeah, it's an exciting thing.
Is this your first season with the Mountain Crest football, or have you been doing that
before? Yes, this will be my first time. As Brett said, doing it, we had this orientation thing yesterday.
Oh, cool.
It was lots of fun, but the thing is, like, for me, I wasn't necessarily thinking that this was going to happen, and then just got involved with one of our advisors. He told us that they were looking for people, and then I was doing it, and I was like, I didn't realize that high school football was starting next week, but it is.
Wow.
So, if you weren't aware, high school football starts next week. Yeah, and I think it's Logan and Skyview are playing and are going to be the first. This is going to be the first game inside Maverick Stadium since they've done the renovations.
Oh, that's...
I don't know if they're playing each other. Maybe they're playing two different games, but they're both playing there next week, to my understanding. I'd have to look it up for sure, but we were just talking about it, and it was interesting, I guess we'll say. And it's always fun when you come on here, and your folder has a bunch of random stuff in it that people uploaded, and I guess didn't realize that they were in your folder or something. I don't know.
Scoundrels.
But, yeah, I don't know. But there's interesting stuff. Apparently someone didn't know what they were doing on here. But want to welcome everyone in to the bullpen.
Yes, welcome.
And I know it's been a really long time since you guys have heard from us last. And I know that you really missed us, and you really want to hear all about all of our impressive endeavors. And we'll try to get you all the information that you're craving.
Yeah.
And get you warmed up for your weekend.
Fear no longer. We are back.
We are back. 2 days was...
Either that or you're stuck with us for the remainder of the hour, so you got to like it one way or the other.
Yeah, we were making this joke as we were coming in that apparently we're having some issues with our computer here in the studio. Well, the previous show was at one point, and we're talking about it was like one of those horror stories where you're stuck in here or whatever, and it's like maybe this is a horror story for everybody where you're stuck listening to us and you can't change the channel and
can't shut it off. Tune the dial.
It just makes me think of those commercials for by Jared, the jewelry store or whatever, when the GPS thinks that it needs jewelry and it locks somehow it has control to lock the doors and make it so he can't do anything until he decides to give the GPS jewelry.
Or according to Dale Gribble of King of the Hill, computers don't make mistakes. What they do on purpose.
Oh, yeah?
So.
Could be.
Yeah.
You never know. But want to jump in, get you a little bit of news. Exciting news yesterday was for rugby in the Olympics, the sevens team. So normally there's, I want to say the normal number, like regular rugby is 11 players. I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive that that's what it is, but I can't say with 100% certainty. But anyway, there's also sevens, which is just like, you know, obviously a smaller team. It's kind of like seven on, or when you play a smaller team football. But anyway, Fiji won the Olympic gold medal for sevens rugby.
For the men's side, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the first Olympic medal that Fiji has gotten.
Oh, nice.
Like Olympic gold medal. I think that's what I read. Maybe it was just their first team one. But I think it's their first all-around medal.
I think this is the first year they're also having sevens as well.
Could be.
So this may be a first for both. Because I know the Australia women's team won, obviously, their their sevens competition. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if they've had sevens before or not. I have a hard time keeping up with all the different events that are new and what disappeared and came back and stuff like baseball and softball disappeared for at least one Olympics. I don't know exactly how many.
I think they're coming back in 2020 is from what I heard.
No, it's back.
It's already. I thought it was 2020.
Maybe that's what it is, that they just plan to put it back next time. I don't know. But anyway, I know that they took it out and it's either back or it's going to be back.
But kudos to Fiji, though.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
way to go.
That's awesome, especially since, I mean, I assume that New Zealand probably was playing in the same, you know, competition or whatever, and they were able to beat them. And New Zealand, you know, they're known for their rugby.
Yeah.
You have the All Crazy Blacks team that they just beat everybody all the time. You got the best rugby team in the world. And, I mean, they might still win the 11s, the regular one, but they didn't win the 7s, and Fiji did, so it was awesome.
So.
And, yeah, so that was exciting. Also, Alex Rodriguez, this is interesting. It's like, because we were talking the other day about how we thought, you know, maybe he plays this week and he somehow gets 4 home runs.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't even get a play in, like, 2 of the 3 games or 3 of the 4 games or something this week.
Yeah, they kept him on the bench. The whole time.
Like, why? It's your last games. You're not going to the playoffs. What does it matter?
I will. When we get to later on to our more shameful section of the show, I will have a little bit more to say on the A-Rod situation or something related to it. But, yeah, it's just like, just let him have his, you know, his final days as a Yankee on top. But, because I think he got into pinch hitting when they were playing the Red Sox, and like flew out, you know. So it didn't do much, and everybody was booing him at Fenway. It was, you know, it was like loud, really, really intense. So,
okay, I did just look it up though. That was Fiji's first Olympic medal. So,
like for any,
yeah.
Oh well,
I mean. Banks closed, shops shut, and everyone was like in the street of Suva, which is a city there, that they were singing and cheering. Everybody was super excited. Everybody like across their whole island nation, like they were watching the game.
Wow.
Because, I mean, you got to be excited for, I mean, for us, we're just like, that was another gold. We kind of expect to win most things.
Billionth gold medal, you know.
Yeah, and for them, like, this was this huge deal. It's kind of like if you've ever watched Cool Runnings with the bobsledding.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everybody was behind them, and everybody was excited that they were competing because they had never done any Winter Olympics in Jamaica. And everybody was excited for the team and stuff. Obviously, they didn't win or anything, and they had their bobsled go down. And they walked across the finish line and didn't. I mean, they were making people, I guess, excited that they might win. But then, of course, the malfunction on the bobsled, according to the movie. I mean, I didn't haven't actually researched
the authoritative account.
Yeah, the account that we're gonna all use.
But it's a great movie though, so it is. It's allowed to be our official source.
But anyway, it's something like that where I mean that they had a chance to maybe get a medal. And to be the first Winter Olympics medal for Jamaica. I mean, so you kind of, I've seen that before, but I mean, just imagine how exciting that would be.
Yeah.
For your team, you know, they were guaranteed a medal because they were playing for the gold medal. And if they lost, they would have gotten the silver. And, I mean, obviously they won.
Yeah.
But either way, they were going to get their first Olympic medal. And everybody was, like, watching it and, I mean, I just kind of got chills thinking about it, like how awesome.
Yeah. Well, especially in this part of that. Especially in the sport that Fiji loves, you know, because they're one of the rugby crazy nations out there. So to win the gold in the sport that your country is crazy about, I think just makes it even better, really.
Oh yeah, for sure. And someone on Twitter posted a picture of a notice at the Westpac Bank in Suva that says. To all our valued customers, VG is about to create history. Therefore, please be advised this branch will take a 30-minute break during Fiji's game against Great Britain, and will resume after that. Apologies for any inconveniences caused. Hashtag go Fiji go.
Wow.
So, I mean, like, things were doing it. They got kids running in the street, celebrating the victory, like, running with the flag of Fiji and stuff. Everybody's super excited, and such a great story.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw this I think I saw it yesterday. And I was excited. I was like, yeah, we're going to talk about this for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, we kind of take for granted how big it is to actually win an Olympic event, because our country wins them all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, right now we've got 38 medals, according to the latest thing from Google. We've got 38 medals. 16 of those are gold. And we've got 12 silvers, 10 bronze. And
so pretty much cleaning up like we normally do.
Yeah, definitely. And so we're 7 medals ahead of China for the total. They've got the second most golds as well, so they have 11. But and something that I also noticed yesterday when I was looking at this was Russia always tends to get a decent amount of medals, but they don't get as many gold medals as you would think. Like, right now they've got 20 total medals, but they've only got 4 golds. So... Yeah. I mean, they've got the...
So they've got second place on lockdown, pretty much.
Oh, not really. I mean, they've got 8 and 8 for silvers and bronze. But, I mean, they're tied with China for their silvers with 8. We've got the most with 12. With bronze, they're, like, 4th.
So we even do second place better than...
We do first and second place
better. First and second place better than anybody else.
Yeah. No, definitely, because, I mean, we're leading both of those.
Yeah.
By a wide margin. We've got 4 more silvers than China and Russia, and 5 more golds than China. But, like, China is the only other, like, is the one that competes with us. Japan is 3rd with 22. So, I mean, they're down another 9 from us. But one thing I want to dive into a little bit more later is kind of our dominance with a couple different things. But before we get into that, do you have any more news that you want to bring up?
No, I think it's time for something a little more shameful.
Now it's time for the wall of shame. 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 Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame. Shame. Shame. Shame. Shame. Shame. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Yep, it is time. Time for the wall of shame, shame, shame.
Please excuse me while I slip into something more shameful.
Shameful.
Shameful. Anywho.
This is a quick reminder, if you just tuning in, you're listening to The Bullpen here on Aggie Radio, KBLU 92.3, Logan, Utah. And we're going into the wall of shame. And if you haven't listened to us before, the wall of shame is where people connected to sports, usually it's something that happens during a sports event, do something stupid, and we put them on the wall of shame for it, because because that's the correct thing to do at this point.
Because we even do shame better than other countries.
We shame better than everybody.
Not only are we the world's winners, but we are also got a lockdown on second place and shame.
I love what the Red Skull says in Captain America, the First Avenger. What is it? I'm forgetting the first word. Arrogance may not be a completely American trait, but you certainly do it better than everyone else. America!
Cue Abe Lincoln riding on a bald eagle.
America!
Heck yeah!
Definitely. But, so we definitely, we put people on the wall of shame for doing stupid things. And I have 3 today. Initially, I was only going to have 2, but another one I saw today, and
you
I was
were
like,
inspired, basically.
Yes, wall of shame. And so, I've got 3, you've just got 1, right?
Yeah.
I'll let you go first, just to make sure I don't steal yours. I mean, I don't know if I will, but.
Probably not, but, This is actually, I'm going with a sports writer, a specific sports writer today. I know we talked about the whole A-Rod situation Wednesday, but I just kind of wanted to bring up this one sports writer who, in writing about his frustration with A-Rod not really getting playing time in his last week as a Yankee player, in his, this guy was, what's his name, Wallace Matthews, writes for ESPN covering the Yankees, and his entire article just kind of kept going back to comparing A-Rod's retirement to Derek Jeter's. And, I mean, obviously A-Rod's a great player, you know, obviously, you know, huge to the Yankees winning the 09 World Series, but he kept comparing A-Rod's retirement with Derek Jeter's, saying, well, Derek Jeter wouldn't get benched, and I'm just sitting there thinking, well, Derek Jeter was productive at the end, you know.
Plus, I mean, he was New York royalty, and
he's Derek.
And A-Rod
hasn't
really, like, gotten that. I mean, obviously they liked him a lot and stuff, but you know he was never on Jeter's level.
Yeah, and so basically, you know, I mean, I got his point about, you know, letting A-Rod play the last week of his career. I mean, I get that, or at least the last week as a Yankee. But comparing that to how Jeter went out, just, I don't know, just kind of like, what are you doing? I mean, they're just not exactly the same.
It's completely ridiculous.
So that's pretty much the shameful thing I was able to uncover between Wednesday and
Shame
now.
On you, mister.
Yeah.
I've got a couple. NFL preseason started yesterday.
It did.
It was supposed to start last week on Sunday. But
there's a certain field
issue with the Hall of Fame game,
getting canned,
which we covered on our show on Wednesday. So we don't want to dive too much into it because
so go back
that
and
also went on the wall of shame.
Yeah.
But anyway, Cam Newton during a preseason game.
Oh, yes.
So one of his teammates was returning a kick back, and he was going to score a touchdown. And Cam Newton ended up going on the field before the play was over. And so they had, like, a 5-yard penalty, and it negated the touchdown that this guy got on a kick return. And, I mean, he wasn't – and the thing about it is Cam Newton wasn't even playing at that time. Like, I mean, he was done for the game. And he goes out there, runs onto the field while the play is still going on, and just negates a touchdown. No, I'm pretty sure he retired
the
death.
Step onto the field and do that, and then they blow the whistle right there.
But, I mean, come on, dude. You know how this works. You know how football works. You can't go on the field while the play is going on. And he got his teammate is like, come on, bro. I mean, he probably didn't say it, but he should be thinking it. If he's not, he's crazy. But he's like, come on, bro. I mean, I was going to return a kick, return for a touchdown. Like, I might not even make this team, dude.
This was my one shot
to
get on the final roster.
I mean, maybe he will now because, like, if you can return a kick for a touchdown, even if you're going against, like, second or third string guys, like, that's pretty good.
And that penalty wasn't him either.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, they're not really going to negatively do it. But it's like it was a chance for him to score a touchdown, and he took it away. I mean, he did score, but they took it back because
at least
the
coaches know. The coaches know what he can do.
So he probably... I mean, he won't be negatively affected for this, but still. Come on, Cam Newton.
There needs to be this meme now where it's like inconvenient. What's it, dap or
dab.
Whatever?
Well, I don't think he's doing the dab anymore, so.
Just inconvenient Cam Newton celebrations, just like in the middle of press conferences. And
oh, I'm sure people will have a heyday with that. But I was super excited because Broncos did well in that game. We're going to talk about preseason a little bit more in a little bit, but I had to mention Cam Newton.
yes.
Also, going into the wall of shame is Team USA's basketball.
Really?
Yeah, our men's national team only beat Australia by 10 points. And they made it seem like there was actually a competition. And I will admit, Australia does have probably more of the good professionals. Like
yeah,
that are
I think
in
they've
the
got
NBA.
Their own league.
Well, no, I mean, they've got a bunch of guys from the NBA. They've got several guys like Patty Mills. I don't know if Dante Exum was playing or not, but they also have Matt Dellavedova They've got Bogut? Andrew Bogut.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, they have a few good guys, but when we only win 98-88, what are we doing?
Take note, world. It's shameful to win only by 10 if you're USA basketball.
It is. Like, literally no one can play with America's national team.
Nobody
should be able to, because that's just ridiculous. Like, come on, Team USA. You got to do better. You got to do better.
Oh, yeah.
Because you didn't, and so you're going to the wall of shame. Now, they did do better in their first couple of games, and hopefully this was just a bad game, and they're like, okay, we actually have to go out there and put our foot on people's throats. But it was just sad that we only beat Australia by 10 points.
Yeah.
And the third one, which I saw this morning, which I figured out this morning, was Yulia F. Hold on. Yulia Efimova. She.
Russian, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a girl who kind of. Okay, Lily King is an American swimmer.
Okay.
And she was saying that she didn't think that Yulia Efimova should be allowed to compete in the Olympics because she's been caught doping before. And so she's like, you know, I don't know.
One of the many Russians and also, caught doping this right? year.
Well, no, she wasn't caught this year. It wasn't this year.
In the past, she has been
in trouble for doping. And she said that she didn't think that, you know, any players who have been caught doping should be allowed to compete in the Olympics because that takes away from the competitive thing. She was saying, like, you know, Jessen Gatlin, an American sprinter, she says she doesn't think he should be on the American team because he's been, you know, he's been found guilty of doping before.
Hmm.
But anyway, so she said that about Yulia Efimova last week, or maybe it was this week. And then Yulia Efimova, she was talking about having second chances, but her example was Michael Phelps. And it's like, Michael Phelps was never caught doping. Yes, he did a couple stupid things. He had a video of him smoking marijuana. He also had a DUI. And so he was suspended for using drugs, but
neither of those help you swim better, I'm assuming.
No, I mean,
not that I have experience with it, but
I don't have experience
either. It
would
take a wild guess that won't help.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you are correct in that assumption. I don't think that they help you swim
better. Boozed up and high is not necessarily a recipe for success on the athletic field.
I mean, a DUI could have been because of marijuana as well. So, but yeah. But, like, I understand her thinking, you know, I want a second chance maybe I messed up in the past, but, like, you got to believe in second chances. But it's like, your situation is completely different from Michael Phelps' situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, he messed up in doing stupid things like smoking pot and getting a DUI. But he wasn't doping. And you were.
Like,
That was the issue for Lily King, was that you had been caught using performance-enhancing drugs in the past, and so she said you shouldn't be allowed to compete at the Olympics because of that.
And your best example had nothing to do with swimming.
Has nothing to do with performance-enhancing drugs.
In any way. Probably performance, I don't know, whatever the opposite of enhancing, destroying. Performance inhibiting.
Or inhibiting, yeah, that's a good one too.
PID.
Yeah.
Inhibiting.
Personal information device? No, just kidding. No, but yeah, so, because, I mean, I get her wanting to say, like, I want a second chance or whatever.
If she put that behind her, I can get that.
But don't use Michael Phelps as an example. He did nothing like what you did. It's completely different. Granted, I mean, yeah, both, in essence, I mean, they're dumb decisions.
But
they're not related. They're not the same kind of thing.
Only one is actually connected to competition, and that was hers, basically.
Yeah, and that was the issue, and so I thought it was ridiculous.
Man. This is why I hate analogies. I mean, they're always, like...
See, I love analogies. Like, I use analogies all the time. Like, in church, like, I'll use an analogy to explain a concept or whatever.
Sure.
But... Yeah, I mean, but the thing is like your analogy has to work.
Yeah, I just think for most people their analogies don't work. I mean, maybe you've got the analogy game down, but I think most people in the world just don't.
I feel like I do, because like I think, okay, how can this relate to what we're talking about in church? But or about any situation, really. I feel like I'm pretty good. Maybe I'm not as good as I think I am, but I feel like I am. Where are we walking, man? No, just kidding. But anyway, so she's going to the wall of shame. Yeah. And
she should have just said, that part is behind me, you know.
Yeah.
Test me again. I'm no longer doing it, so I should get a second chance. You know,
But don't
bring in Phelps.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But as I mentioned, we did have preseason NFL, which I was so excited about because I had forgotten that they was going to start yesterday. And my brother and I were going to go. I went to Texas Roadhouse, and my brother is a manager at Buffalo Wild Wings. And I went over there to like see what like his plan was, if we were going to go straight over or what, because I was already out and about. And so I went over there, and I go in, and the Broncos are playing the Bears on their big like their projector screen. And I was like, oh, no. Yes.
We're staying here.
In my mind, this was going on. The crowd was surging. And so and I was like,
happier than they were at an Atlanta football. Braves press conference, just to let
you know. Yeah. I mean, they got really excited at the Atlanta Braves press conference on Wednesday, but they got even more excited, and they go again. Wow, football is back, guys. Football is back.
And it's on the big screen. And it's on the big screen, too.
Yeah, it was on the big screen.
I know. I love that. Going to say I love the Buffalo Wild Wings big screen.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I usually sit in the bar area just because it's easier, and I'm usually by myself. But, I mean, if I was going to go watch an event, the projector is great.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
It is. We all need one at home. We just...
America.
Cue George Washington pumping iron.
No, Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
Swolberham Lincoln.
Teddy Swolesevelt. It was another one I've seen.
Oh, that's great. But, yeah, so it was awesome.
Yeah. The best part of fall now.
Yeah,
I guess football. Technically we're not in fall, but anyway.
But, yeah, like, so I mentioned... You know, high school football starts next week.
Yeah.
We got
a
few weeks, and USU football starts. So that's exciting.
With their renovated stadium.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Which might be interesting to see.
No, I mean, it's awesome. Yeah. It looks great. And I'm super excited for that. And I'm just excited. I love football. But it was awesome. Part. I didn't get to watch all of the preseason games that were going on yesterday, but I watched the first half of the Denver Broncos-Chicago Bears game, and I was really happy with how it went. I mean, the Broncos won 22-0.
Well, so, yes, you should be happy.
Yeah, so the defense continues to be good. You know, people thought they're going to take a step back, but they didn't show any signs of that in the preseason, and yes, I do acknowledge it is preseason. It doesn't really matter. But the defense just dominated Chicago all night.
A shutout's a shutout, you know.
So. It is. And when you have a shutout with, like, all of your different strings in there, like, it wasn't just the starters doing well. Their backups did well.
Which I think shows depth to a team.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And so super exciting. I was also pleased with how Mark Sanchez played. I know people have been really down on the quarterback situation in Denver, but he was playing. He played well. He only missed on three attempts. He threw a nice touchdown pass, and he did a good job. He did throw an interception, but I don't think that was so much his fault as it was a great play by the Chicago defender. Callahan was his name. He like did this crazy acrobatic move to tip the ball up, and one of his teammates ended up catching it.
That's pretty cool.
So, and there was thoughts that maybe he baited Mark Sanchez into throwing it, and that might be an issue, but I think that it was just a great play
though,
by
him. Still, though, I think that's his, you know, he's doing his job.
Yeah, but it's a matter of Mark Sanchez not getting baited into stuff is the issue. Well, but yeah. Either way, I think it's okay. He did well. Trevor Siemian, who's also co-number one, I thought he did well. He had a couple, like, just spot-on passes that weren't caught because of good defensive plays. And I thought he did pretty well. I didn't get to see Paxton Lynch, but his stats looked good. So I'm excited about where the Broncos are. And, you know, I feel even better about my prediction that they're the team to beat in the AFC, despite, you know, what people think.
Yeah.
And so I'm so excited that football's back.
Yeah.
It's kind of like in Harry Potter, the movies or whatever, whenever the Minister of Magic finally admits that Voldemort is back. Oh, sorry, he who must not be named.
Someone's ears are bleeding now because of you.
I know. When you know who comes back. Yeah, no.
Football is back.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's back. And I just, I don't know. I get excited about it.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to watch any preseason?
Not a lot. No, I was watching my Cubs yesterday, beat up on the Cardinals. So
yeah, did that go well for you?
It did. They've won their 10th in a row.
How upset are you going to be if they don't win the World Series this year?
I don't know. I think after 0-3, there's not really much more that someone can do to pound my spirit, but.
Yeah,
I think we've got that option in the back that there's nothing more that someone can do to destroy our happiness and spirit.
Oh, I feel like there's ways.
Torture method ways. To
no, let's say, who won the All-Star game? Was it the National League or the American League?
I think it was the American League.
American League. Okay. So, we're going to say this. Game 7 of the World Series. The Cubs are up by 3 going into the bottom of the 9th. And they give up a grand slam.
That would probably do it.
Give up a grand slam.
That would do it.
To lose the World Series.
I think I wouldn't show up to work or school for about a week and a half. I'm talking like tubs of ice cream on the couch.
See, like, I find ways to break your spirit.
You're uniquely gifted at that. Because I thought after 0-3 when they were 5 outs away from winning the pennant, and then they blew it. I thought it couldn't get any worse, but apparently you can find a way.
Oh, yeah.
Which I salute your imagination.
But just can you imagine how gut-wrenching that would be? You're like, we're up 3 at the bottom of the 9th. Like,
there would be a riot.
Let's say it was 3-0. And it's like, let's say it's the guy, your pitcher, whoever's pitching that night, is like going for a perfect game.
Just loads the bases on walks, and then the last guy.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be a perfect game. I mean, going into the inning, he has a perfect game going up. He ends up giving up 2 singles, and then so he's got guys on first and third, because we're going to say the guy gets over. Then they have a walk. He walks a guy. And then he gives up a home run.
I would probably chuck my TV at that, like, out the window.
Can you imagine, like, being 3 outs away from a perfect game to win the World Series in Game 7, and you give up, you know, 2
just,
hits,
just
a walk,
tie yourself,
and a home run?
Just tie yourself to train tracks at that point. You know, if you blew that,
yeah,
there would be a rare Northside Chicago riot. One of those rare Polish-American riots.
Yeah, I just that would be absolutely insane.
I don't think I would ever watch a baseball game again.
You probably would,
but just not a Cubs game ever again.
You probably wouldn't. You might take a year off or something, but I'm sure you would go back.
Go to
it.
Fiji. I'll just take my vacation to Fiji.
Yeah. So anyway, now that we got that hypothetical situation that odds are will never happen.
Now that my palms are sweating a little bit more now.
It is possible, but
yeah, it's.
Can you imagine though, Jake Arrieta going for a perfect
him
game
of all people. Yeah, that's what it would be. It would be the guy who went on a roll and then you know, struggled through June, goes back on a roll only to just ruin a game seven.
Let's say he gets a no-hitter in like the first round of the playoffs, like the divisional series. And he's like
the
comes
greatest
back in.
Postseason ever for a pitcher.
Yeah, he's only like giving up like three hits all postseason.
Up until his last half inning.
And he's going for a perfect game. Goes into the bottom of the ninth, and they're like, yeah, we got this. He's like, we got to let him get his perfect game. This is going to be historic.
The guys in the locker room historic. Are putting up the, you know, the plastic tarp and getting out the champagne.
And then and it's like, yeah, this is going to be historic. And it's like, well, it is historic in all the wrong ways.
And that'll be how the freaking Texas Rangers finally get their World Series. That'll be how it goes for them.
How crazy, like, what would you do if this actually happened?
Oh, God. You mean after I pick up myself off the floor from crying? Like,
yeah.
For hours?
I mean, like, imagine that we just predicted how this went down.
Gosh.
MLB, if you're rigged and if you're listening, this is going to be the all-time greatest story of all time.
If you're already filming the World Series at the same place you filmed the moon landing,
yeah,
here's
yeah.
the script.
Exactly. We've got
freaking
this.
Texas
we got
Rangers.
This down.
Finally getting one because Jake Arrieta chokes in the ninth.
After pitching a perfect game up till then.
I would like.
No. What's going to happen though is like he's going for a perfect game, and and then somebody mentions that he's going for a perfect game between the eighth and the ninth.
Somebody says it.
And it's like, you know, this is so exciting because. And, like, everybody's talking about it in the stands. And, you know, you don't talk about it when it's going on. But everybody's doing it.
Some rookie the Cubs bring up to when they get the 40-man rosters. Yeah. It's like, wow, you're going for a no-hitter. Boom, it's done.
It's like, hey, Jake, did you realize you're pitching a perfect game right now?
Everyone just goes silent in the clubhouse. The team
that
got derailed.
That guy would be cut so fast.
The team that got derailed by a freaking billy goat. It's perfectly possible that some jinx by some dumb rookie.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
I would kick my TV. I would like through the screen.
But I mean, at the same time, wouldn't you just be kind of like, I can't believe we predicted that.
Yeah, part of me would be a little bit proud though that we saw that coming.
And then you would never cheer for the Cubs again.
As I try to comfort myself with the fact that they would have won a pennant by that time. Well, at least they got that, you know, as I try to deny the void in my soul.
The ever-growing void in your soul.
The manic depression inside of me.
That's awesome. Want to move on now.
Yeah, we should probably should.
I mean, this is fun to like keep going in hypotheticals.
Before
maybe,
I get kicked
maybe
out
we'll
the,
start doing this on a weekly basis, like the worst thing that could happen to a team. Like maybe we'll start doing that each week.
Hypothetical wall of shame.
No, I mean
not really wall of shame, hall of shame.
We'll say hypothetical destruction or something. Well, maybe we'll start doing that because I think this was fun.
We should just pick like one, some upcoming sporting event.
Yeah. And just say, okay, this is how it's going to go bad. Worst case scenarios. That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
Worst case scenarios. All right. So be on the listen for that next time. Yeah. On worst case scenarios.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. But anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry, we should have had that. Next time on Worst Case Scenarios.
How many ways can the Cubs blow another World Series?
It's going to be awesome. But anyway, moving on. We're going to go back to the Olympics. Or talking about Olympics. I mean, I'm not going to Rio. I can't afford that. But
we're going to have a show live.
But the thing I want to talk about for a minute is just like the dominance of America in gymnastics and swimming. Because we just crush it every time.
Seriously, like, what is that?
I mean, Michael Phelps has 4 gold medals again.
Well,
2 of them are team ones.
Yeah, well, they were saying they were comparing him to some, like, it's gotten so dominant for Michael Phelps that they were comparing him to some swimmer in the Olympics 2,000 years ago.
Oh, he wasn't a swimmer. They didn't have swimming events.
Oh, well, some, like, Olympic champion.
Yeah, 2,000 years ago. Leonidas of something. Anyway, He apparently set the record for most individual gold medals.
Yeah, okay.
Back 2,000 years ago. You know, the early Olympics.
Yeah.
And he was just like a freak. Like, he just did the few different events that, now, obviously, we don't really do them that way anymore because...
But still, though, running races in armor.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty... You
yeah,
know.
No, but I mean, so he won however many it was, individual ones. One thing about Michael Phelps' medal total is he's done team relay races. But he got enough that he had done as many individual gold medals as this Leonidas guy. And so now he's the sole owner of the most individual gold medals in the history of the Olympics.
Is an American.
And I didn't realize that, you know, they had people that won that many events back then. I didn't.
Seriously.
And I also didn't know that they kept track of it very well. But apparently they did.
Yeah.
And so it's awesome. I mean, he's done an excellent job. And now on the women's side, we have someone who's kind of starting to do the same thing in Katie Ledecky. And she's amazing. You know, she has, I think it was 7 of the top 8 800-meter freestyle times in the world. Like, she holds the world record and 7 out of
place.
The 8 top second. Times in yeah. the history of the 800 freestyle women's
oh, yeah.
race. And she's won the 2 individual events that she's done. The women's 4x100-meter relay, they took silver, but you know, you can't put that all on her. You know, she's obviously really good at swimming.
Yeah.
Because she's beating all these world records, and she's just blowing away the field. So,
yeah,
I mean, she's doing an awesome job.
But that's all about. It's like, do we just have... I mean, obviously, you know, over 300 million people to potentially choose from in swimming, so I guess it's like... It's just the competition.
But at the same time,
here,
I mean,
or?
There's other countries that have tons of people, too.
True.
Russia's got tons of people. You don't see them winning all these different events.
You see them comparing
China's
their
got them.
PED performance to Phelps's bong incident. But
Yeah. And I don't know. I feel like their swimming team was one of their teams that got banned from these Olympics. And maybe that's why. Maybe they would be winning because of all the PEDs. But anyway, so another one, like China obviously has more people
yeah,
than anybody.
True.
But they
India
don't really win that many. Japan's got a ton of people.
Yeah, Japan.
It's a small island, but they got tons of people.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're doing pretty well, but they're not winning all the
but not
events
swimming.
In swimming and stuff. China and Japan both do well in gymnastics, I will say. But the all around champ was, you know, American.
Swimming and World Wars, got to say.
Biles, yeah. And that's the thing, is like we're just constantly winning these two events, and I just want to talk a little bit about maybe why you think that is and why I think that is.
I know, I would say, though, for like Phelps, if you've ever seen him like warm up before, like he does this little warm-up thing, and his hands are like webbed. He's got like giant hands compared to his... I mean, he's a tall guy from what I can see, but like it almost looks like... A creature from the Black Lagoon. Like, he's got webbed hands and feet and just powers through it.
I remember during the Beijing Olympics when he was going for all the medals and stuff, they were doing kind of like an infographic about him and how his body is like just designed for swimming. Because, you know, he's 6'4", so he's really tall. He's got long arms, like really, really long arms, longer than the average 6'4 person. He's got those big hands like you're talking about. His feet are big. And he's got a really long torso. And his legs are a little bit shorter than most 6'4" people. So he's built to be a swimmer.
Either that or designed to be. Sorry, this is going to sound awful, but almost like how chimps are built with like the short legs and the long arms.
Wow. You're saying Michael Phelps is a chimp?
I'm just saying, like, if he wasn't a swimmer... There might be a second career option.
To be a chimp? I don't think that's a career.
Professional chimp.
But no, like, I saw this funny thing on Onion Sports. And so the Onion is great.
Yes.
They always have these satirical pieces. And their sports are great as well. So I saw one yesterday where it said Michael Phelps spots estranged father Poseidon at pool.
Oh, have you seen that thing? It's not an Onion thing, but it's the photo of the lifeguard at that event. It just looks,
it's like,
bored as can be.
If you ever feel useless, there are lifeguards for Olympic swimming events.
You know, because none of the eight other people swimming in the lanes could have helped anybody.
They're Olympic swimmers, like...
Yeah, they do this, like, every day, all day.
They can swim, like... I thought this was great. There was a tweet by Bill Murray that said we should... Like, during the Olympics, we should have an average person in each of these events for reference. And so, yeah, like, say, like, me swimming against these guys, and I finish, like, 2 minutes after them, and it's only one length in the pool.
Or it's the laps, and nobody can do, like, that flip. Or that somersault kickback thing.
It's like, go up to the wall and then push off.
And it's like you're just trying to, like, maneuver your way.
I mean, I think regular people would understand that. Now, that would be funny, but I think regular people would understand, like, you at least go up and grab the wall and then push off and go the other way. But
someone would screw that up.
But, I mean, how hilarious would that be? Like, you have, say, have you run the 100-meter dash with all these guys.
Or the... Oh, what?
Pole vault?
Yeah, the pole vault with an average person that just, like, completely blows it and hits the pole, the uprights.
They start the bar at, like, 9 feet, yeah. It's like, you know, your pole is, like, 4 feet longer than this, so if you can't get this, you maybe need to consider something else.
Badminton against one of, like, the Korean champions that's just, like, done.
There was... Yeah, those are ridiculous. It was funny. There was this when I was at Texas Roadhouse, you know, one of the screens had, you know, badminton going on, and there was, you know, a Dutch, I think it was, no, Belgium, I think, was
it's like Northern
one of them.
Europeans and East Asians, just like when it comes to badminton.
Yeah, no. So there is, like, typical, like, she looked, you know, like you would expect from a European, like white,
yeah,
generally looks European. And then the other girl that she was going against was, you know, of Asian descent and also was wearing red. So I assumed that it was someone from China. Turns out it was an American. And I just thought it was interesting because hadn't really thought about it too much, but with the American team, like, you can't just be like, you can't see them and say, oh, they're probably from America.
Yeah.
Like, with hardly anyone.
Ah,
because
Norwegians.
You look, either look European or Asian or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. But, so, swimming, not really sure. I guess we just really like swimming or something. And that's why we have lots of good swimmers.
Yeah.
Because we're, even when Michael Phelps isn't in events, we're still winning a lot of them. And...
He could probably sit out and still win a medal. I'm just
Well, I mean, his father's Poseidon, so. No, and then with gymnastics.
Yeah.
Like, we have, like, I was reading an article about this on ESPN. Yeah. Like, we have great gymnastics program throughout the country. The national team, like, it all, like, there's a bunch of different, like.
Well, even going back decades, we've been good. Like.
I mean, yeah, but no. I mean, that hasn't been that long. It was, like, basically when the Soviet Union broke up, like, we became, like, just completely dominant. Before that, we had, like, good
gymnasts
and
stuff. But we were
competing
with them, basically, right?
Yeah, it was basically us versus them, and they would tend to win more than us, I think, because they, you know, they had people that, they were kids, and they would just have them go and do gymnastics all the time.
Choose
or,
your career at 12.
No, I mean, you don't get to choose. Like, you're selected.
You've been assigned.
No, and that's really how it was. In the USSR, the Soviet Union, you know, when you were a young kid, like, they decided what you were going to do. Like, if you were a gifted athlete, and they would go and send you, and you would work on that sport all the time, so that when the Olympics came up, you could win medals for them. And really when they broke up or whatever, there was a couple that I think that they were coaching at that time. If not, they were gymnasts. I don't remember how to pronounce their name. But anyway, they came over to the U.S. They defected and came to the U.S. And, you know, since then, like, they established, like, good training programs and stuff, and then set up a system kind of like they had in, similar to what they had in the USSR. I mean, the USSR, they sent, like, all these elite athletes to one place, and they worked together, and, I mean, you'd get, like, sick of it. But here they have similar thing where they have, like, you work on your regional, like, gyms or whatever, and then, you know, every so often they'll have the elite of the elite meet up and work together in, like, a centralized location and then keep doing it. So, really because of that, and nobody else really has that in place, that system, and so it makes it really easy for the U.S. to, A, find great gymnasts and get them in this, the system and working with the best coaches, but also it gives them an opportunity to practice and compete on a high level against people all the time. It's like where if you're the one really good gymnast in a in an area and so you're constantly beating people, you don't push yourself to be better. Whereas if you're going against other people that are up with your level, you have to work harder because you're like, I know I have to do better in order to make sure I beat this other person.
Well, plus if they can select, if they've got reserves of good gymnasts too,
yeah,
that's the pressure as well, is that, you know, you don't have to be on the team, we can find somebody else, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and then we got Simone Biles, is that her name? Biles.
Yeah.
And, you know, this girl, she's now won four straight all-around championships in a row. She's in the last three world championships and now the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, she's just done awesome. She still can win more events, I think. Haven't really heard of any individual golds given out or whatever, but she won the all-around. She can probably win some more events.
And I think the team...
The team won the all-around. The team won the...
Okay.
The team competition, and they're just done an awesome job, and it's like head and shoulders. Like they, if they didn't win, it was going to be a major surprise, and I think it's awesome because America.
Yeah. Take that, Saddam.
What?
Take that, Saddam.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I just thought we'd rub it.
But still, America. But
yeah.
So they've been dominant in that way. And it's really exciting to see, but also quickly before we run out of time, I did want to talk a little bit about like obscure sports in the Olympics that you're like, oh yeah, I guess I knew that was in the Olympics.
Although before we do that, I will say, just to highlight how awesome America is, our first gold medal of this Olympics was a target shooting event. So
that's how we do it.
But anyway, obscure competitions. What do we got?
So yeah, like yesterday after the badminton, first off badminton, I was like, oh yeah. Also, I think they have table tennis, nice. Also known as ping pong.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, and then after badminton yesterday, there was fencing competition. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess they do fencing there too. Also,
when you want to be Zorro.
Yeah, the one you're talking about was, you know, BB gun shooting or air rifle shooting, I guess is what it's called. We won the first medal that way. And
even playing with guns, we do better.
I mean, obviously, we'd win that. I mean, we're all about the guns.
But tell me at least shin kicking is an event this year.
It is not to my knowledge.
I think they do that in Scotland.
I think that they're going to institute that next time. No, probably not. But I just think it's funny. Like, there's all these different obscure events, and that's where all these like smaller countries they win is like in these obscure events that most people don't think or care about. Like with fencing, to me, I was really thrown off by the fencing that I saw yesterday.
Sword fighting, basically.
Well, no. Because normally, I mean, it's like a sword fight, and they're just like seeing who can land, but. This time it was just like they're just like hopping up and down and like waiting for an opening. Didn't have the hand back like that. But anyway, they're hopping up and down and then they like would suddenly like just like once when they thought they had an opening and stuff. Instead of, you know, seeing who actually was better at sword fighting, it was just, you know, who can stab the other person faster. I mean, obviously, I mean, they're not actually going to have it, like, stab into them.
Yeah, I think it's, like,
it's the tip. Poke them, really.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the tip is rounded. And they got protection. It's also not sharp. But... they've got padding and stuff. But to me, I was like, I thought fencing was all about, like, you know, showing that you were good at fighting. And so, like, you want to score a hit, but you also, like, duel instead of, like, this whole, like, hopping back and forth and then, okay, go, and then try to, like, thrust.
Stabbing competition, which I feel like we would also do very well.
But, like, how many of these events do you think should be scrapped?
I think there's a few that could probably go.
There might be a few, but, I mean, when
if
I think
they
of
got
ones...
rid of baseball, there's something else that can go.
Right.
Well, I just think, I remember, though, this wasn't obviously this year, but back when they first revived the Olympics back in the early 1900s, tug of war was a thing for a few
games. Why is it not now?
I know. That would be, you know, that just be like a bunch of gigantic.
What better way to represent your country and how dominant it can be than
by
winning
physically
a tug
pulling
of war?
The other country with you.
I don't get it.
Yeah. I just love that. But with those obscure sports, somebody like. Made that their full years.
Well, probably longer than that, actually, if we're being honest.
They took away their childhood so you could do jump roping.
I mean, that was...
I mean, that's not a sport, but...
Going back to, like, gymnastics and I'm assuming with swimming, too, it's like, if you're going to compete at the international level, you do that sport and you're, like, homeschooled. You don't go to regular school. That's your life, which, you know, I think would be fun with certain things.
If you really want to win that badly, I think it would be fun. But
yeah, and I think that, you know, it'd be fun. I would love to play basketball all the time. But I mean, at the same time, I would also miss those other aspects. So
yeah,
it's kind of pros and cons of things. But anyway,
yeah.
If you guys think that there, if you know of any events from the Olympics that you think should no longer be in the Olympics. Tweet us at USU Bullpen. I mean, you can also tweet me at Ethan Chadwick 15 and you at Evan Hall 62.
Yep.
I know I asked you this before. Oh, yeah, it's just a random number,
right?
Yeah,
it's just a random number.
It's like, does a 62 mean something? Oh, wait, no, I asked you that, yeah.
Although maybe I should change it to something like a thrill of the Hun. That's what I was thinking.
A thrill of the Hun.
A thrill of the Hun. I was just thinking about this morning. I was like, you know, I had to change my handle to a thrill of the Hun.
I feel like you should probably leave your name in it. A thrill of the Hun, Evan Hall 62.
I'll just come up with a new one, just a whole new account just to call myself that. Anyway.
I mean, you could do that. I mean, it'd be fun to make a parody account where you just like spat off random things and pretend you're
like celebrity.
Yeah. Like all the Star Wars ones that they have.
Yeah.
But those are fun. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for listening. We're all out of time.
Yeah,
it's been good. Hope you guys have a great weekend.